It's after 8 o'clock with the Sioux Morning Crew. Jim Lehocky is in the Eagle 95.1 Weather Center. Jim says we're going to see clouds increase today. Highs in the mid-70s or 23 Celsius. Winds out of the south at 10 to 18 miles per hour. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we will get a full forecast from Jim. However, currently under mostly cloudy skies, we are looking at 54 degrees. That is 13. We're joined this morning by Robert Montgomery. Now, Robert is a cyclist, and he is part of the group Cycling for Water. Good morning. How are you today?
Well, I've been better. I had a major bike spill, but the cyclists are continuing on, and I'm in the accompanying RV.
Now, will you be able to hopefully get back on the road before the end of this cross-country trek?
Well, it's hard to say. We did start July 1st in Victoria,
mm-hmm.
and if all goes according to plan, we'll wind up in St. John's, Newfoundland on August 23rd. And I had my accident just west of Winnipeg, and I have been unable to cycle with the team the last 8 days.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough. Now, I guess, Robert, tell me, what is Cycling for Water? What is it that you guys are doing?
Well, it all started 2 years ago. I actually had the dream of cycling across the country for a number of decades, and I heard that a longtime friend, Mike Woodard, had started to do some triathlons, and so I asked him 2 years ago whether he would join with me in cycling across the country. And his immediate reply was, well, I'm not going to give you an answer right away, but if we do this, we need to do it for a cause.
Sure, yeah.
We need to do it for something other than ourselves. So after he said yes, we started to search around for a cause. And one of the things that gripped our hearts is that the World Health Organization says that every 21 seconds, a child dies from a waterborne disease.
Oh.
And that means that you can imagine a jumbo jet
mm-hmm.
Full of children crashing to the earth every 4 hours.
Oh, my.
That would be the equivalent.
Wow.
And it's totally preventable if we can give clean drinking water. There's over close to 900 million people in the world that do not have access to clean drinking water. And so GAIN is an organization that is doing something about it. They're drilling deep cap water wells in developing nations, particularly in Africa, in four nations in Africa. They've actually already drilled over 850 wells. And each well, on average, provides clean water to 1,000 people. And so already 850,000 people are being helped by them. Both Mike and I turned 60 during the cycling. And so our vision was to actually see if we could raise funds for 60 wells to transform 60 communities. And helping 60,000 people.
That is an awesome cause. That is an awesome cause. Now, you had mentioned your route. How many total miles will you be riding for this route?
It's very close to 8,000, plus or minus even maybe about 20 kilometers, basically 8,000 kilometers.
8,000 kilometers, okay. And now, when you guys are riding, are you picking up riders along the way? Is anybody joining in for like a small stint on this, or is it just your group?
Actually, there have been a number of different places where riders can join us. Basically, what's happened thus far is, most people would start, they could actually go online and look, our route is mapped out, and they can actually see the start point for the most part of every day, and they could choose to actually ride a segment with us. And we've actually had a number of dignitaries do it. The finance minister of British Columbia did a stint with the group from Abbotsford to Mission, and actually Andrew Scheer, who is the Speaker of the House of Commons of Canada, joined us for almost 100 kilometers in his riding as we cycled out of Regina. So we've had a number of people join us, and we're open to that. The only thing is that they strongly recommended that they go. There is a place on our website, cycling4water.ca, where they can actually click in there, and there's a place where they can join the ride,
mm-hmm.
and they should follow the instructions on that. That's the best way of connecting with the team to make sure that we know And they should do that several days in advance, at least, at a very minimum.
I'm going to post the webpage on our Facebook page at Eagle Radio 95.1. So if any of our listeners want to participate, they are more than welcome to. Now, will you be coming through the Sault Ste. Marie area at some point during your route?
Well, actually, yes. It's sort of an unusual, it's a sort of a side thing because one of the cyclists, his sister runs a resort at Como Lake.
Okay, yep.
And, so we're going there, and then we're going cycling south, and we're at some point we have to hop into the RV and get to, we're going to actually drive into Sault Ste. Marie, and most likely then on, that will be Saturday, and then on Monday morning, we're staying there all day Sunday, and on Monday morning we'll be cycling out from Sault Ste. Marie to Blind River.
I see that right there on the site. So if people here want to join up, they want to cycle maybe from Sault Ste. Marie to Blind River, you are welcome to do so. Sign up in advance. Cycling for the number 4 water.ca. I'm actually looking through the route right now, and there are lots of opportunities to join in. It is such a wonderful cause. Now, if people want to make a donation, can they do so right off of the website at cyclingforwater.ca?
Yes, right on the homepage on the left-hand side, there is a donate opportunity. They can make a contribution by credit card online.
Mm-hmm.
They just click on there and follow the instructions. Or there's even instructions in there. If they don't want to use a credit card, they can actually click online, get the information on how to do it by check.
Now, the cool thing about this is their goal is to raise enough money to do 60 wells. You guys have raised enough right now to do 22. So, I mean, about that, you guys have already made a huge difference, and it's just going to continue from here, isn't it?
Yes, I believe so. So if anyone hears this and was willing to, you know, $8.50 gives one person water for a lifetime.
Wow.
$34 gives a family of four water for a lifetime. So if people are willing to, who hear this, are just willing to click online and, you know, make any contribution, that would be very, very much appreciated.
Robert, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. Robert Montgomery is one of the two gentlemen that are heading up this. Cyclingforwater.ca is the website. Check it out. They have their route on there. They will be coming into Sault Ste. Marie. If you'd like to join them, be one of the cyclists that rides with them out to Blind River, we encourage you to do so. Obviously, make sure you have your helmet on. Robert, get some rest, and hopefully we can see you ride out of Sault Ste. Marie here soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
That's Robert Montgomery from cyclingforwater.ca. We appreciate them taking time out of their ride to chat with us about this. It's such a wonderful cause. Log on to the website, cyclingthenumber4water.ca. We'll be right back on Eagle 95.1.
The best thing about owning your own home is that it's yours. It's a place to relax.